Hey, this is your boy Biscuit. I am joined by my homie from the Bay, Frito-Lay. I am also joined by two lovely ladies. I have the lovely, but Caucasian, Sasha. And I also have Lola for Lola. I'm just bullshitting. This is Raw Dog and After Dark. This is something new. And we want to get into some hot topics. We want to get into some hot topics and see what everybody's thinking of tonight. So the first subject we want to address is, could you be with a guy, ladies, could you be with a man who was bisexual?
No.
White girl Sasha?
I could not at all.
There's no need to ask me and my boy Frito, Pimper Frito-Lay from the Bay.
Why not? Or Biscuits.
What you mean? We're not gay. We won't be with no nigga. Could I be with a bitch that was gay? Yes, I could. Threesome once a week, four times a week. It doesn't matter. I could be with a bi woman.
I could be with five or six women.
Yeah. I got no niggas to go around for all this shit.
As required. Yeah, as required.
But why couldn't you be with a man that was bisexual? Y'all went off to my living truth, though.
I'm a lesbian for one, so that's dead.
So you're a lesbian. Say your girlfriend wanted to bring some stickling in the bedroom for a threesome. Could you do that? With a guy. Jeez Louise, party pooper. What about you, white girl?
I personally do not approve with a guy dating me and also dating lusting after
a man.
A man sucking his penis better than
you. Look like type of woman to watch gay porn.
I do.
Gay porn is lit.
So how can you like? So that means you
watch it because number one, I watch porn to just watch it. Yeah. I like to get moves. I like to laugh. I like to talk about people. And you know, sometimes it just does.
So you don't watch porn to get aroused.
I just said sometimes it gets me in the mood.
So watching two men fuck gets you aroused.
Not me.
Not particularly.
So what are you watching the gay porn for?
I've watched a guy suck his own dick.
Whoa.
A guy fuck his own ass.
Oh. Moving right along.
That's horrible.
We got a freak. We got two set up with Frito. Frito, what the fuck going on?
I also watched a girl lick her own clit.
Oh, okay. Well, we can talk about that. Let's talk about that. We don't want to talk about a nigga sticking on dick in his own ass.
Actually, it just kind of gave me some pointers because, like, the way they do it is just
phenomenal.
That's some bullshit. I filtered my Pornhub just for straight only. So I don't see no gay porn on my Pornhub. Yeah.
With like the licking, like they're very strategic with that. The licks and like if they was passionate when they was licking their own dick. Yeah. Like it was, I wish I could just show you.
Yeah, yeah. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your oral abilities? Let's go around the table. I won't ask you that.
Sasha,
white girl, how would you rate your oral ability? 1 to 10.
Oh, me, I really don't.
6, 7, 8, or 9.
I like to toot my own horn, but anything I do it well.
So it'd be a strong 8.
I am not a dick sucker connoisseur. I can suck a mean dick.
You heard that? She sound like she a goddamn sucker dog, don't you, boy? Goddamn, I heard really that. Like, she don't got the business.
She's gonna pull it out the sock. She's gonna pull it out the sock.
Yeah, yeah, she gonna pull out the sock. Yeah. We call them around who a sock blower. You know what I mean? Sucking dick,
sock and pull.
May come out your socks.
Yeah, sock and pull.
So, what would you rate yourself 1 to 10, Sasha? We didn't get that number.
We didn't get the number because the number isn't on the register scale. Ooh. So we'll have to go with
she broke the scale.
Smooth 13.
Okay, Frito-Lay from the Bay. What's up, my boy?
What's cracking?
How would you rate your oil ability?
Man, listen, I'm a straight up 10.
10,
okay. Hands down.
I'm
a straight up 10.
No, when it comes to eating pussy.
My oil skills.
My oil skills. Frito from the Bay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I told him earlier, my Pornhub, I got my shit filtered for just straight. For just straight, motherfucker.
You
that's
got
it.
Gay porn on your porn? Hell no, we got no motherfucking gay porn.
I didn't ask you. You don't
I know my boy from the Bay. I know my boy
got
out
what
the
fuck.
No. I got gay porn filtered out on my my Pornhub. But I watch Pornhub every day. You know, just to learn new shit, you know, because it's something different every day. Yeah, something different to learn every day.
Okay, Lola, how would you rate your whatever? Dead off subject.
I rate my business a whole
20. Okay, moving right along. So, and of course, I would rate myself a 5. Okay,
you rate yourself a 5?
I'm just average. Yeah, I'm average. I'm not trying to be there not too long. I'm just doing it because I'm just returning the favor.
Yes, it is.
Just returning the favor. I ain't trying to get off. I'm just letting nobody respect you.
I got a problem.
You got a problem.
Yeah, cuz I got a problem.
What's your problem?
See, I got a problem. It's hard for me not to make the woman nut first. I mean, it's hard for me not to let her nut first. I have to let her nut first before I even put it in there.
Okay. So you're a pleaser.
Yeah. It's making me wait. We can't be having.
So if it takes 30 minutes, sometimes I'll be out of 30 minutes, man.
Wait a minute, because we said that. Right.
Out of 30 minutes.
Hey, sir. We got too many rooms in the studio for you to be talking like this.
Get a little hot and bothered in here.
Yeah, you get going past that. Mm-hmm. I need it. Mm.
Yeah, I charged though for that.
Frito-Lay from the Bay.
Discuss that.
Yeah, quick visit, 150, half an hour.
Off of what I charge, and I'll send you an invoice.
Okay, so, let me ask you. So, you know, around the city of Atlanta, where we at right now, there's a big thing going on about these $40, man. Like, every girl say they not taking any 40, right? But say you like the nigga, ladies. Mm-hmm. We can't ask you because Lola, you gay. So white girl gotta ask you. Say it was a girl you like, Lola, and Sasha, it was a dude you like, right? But you really was gonna fuck him anyway, and they offered you the high 40. Is you gonna take it?
40.
Yeah, but say you gonna fuck him anyway.
Oh no, that made me not even want to do that. When you start talking about $40, I don't even want to do that at all.
So what's your number?
So we.
So I'm saying if you was down to your last,
they got 500, you ain't going through there?
Right.
No.
What about you?
Me personally, I prefer if I'm gonna sell my pussy, my little kitty cat growl.
Right.
I'm gonna make sure it's life changing.
Okay.
I need a vehicle. I need fucking mortgage down on a home.
Okay. So you're fucking billionaires. Moving on.
Ain't
no nigga from the hood doing this.
We're talking about the average nigga. Be pretty damn good.
I mean, but
so $50 ain't gonna get it.
$50 is not gonna get it. And let me
$500.
No, it's not.
So what will $50 get you?
$50.
I'm saying, if I walked up with $50 and say, what can I get?
I would call my nearest weed guy.
Buy some weed.
We'll get some weed and we can smoke it.
So Frito-Lay from the Bay. Say a bitch had a high 40 for you. Is you gonna take it? Is you gonna fuck her for the 40? Yes or no? Is you a cheap trick?
Man, that's kind of hard to decide though. If she fine,
yeah.
I'll try to finesse her. At least give me $20 extra. I stay down there for
60
extra,
for that sticky.
I give you an extra 10 minutes. You know, you give me an extra 20. You know.
Okay.
But that's going below my standards though, because for a quick visit, what they call a QV.
Yeah.
I charge $150.
$150. Okay. Yeah.
And I deal with old women, young women, all kind of women. 90 year old, don't matter. I have to deal with it.
90. You
know, 90 years old, man.
Now what is the odor on a 90-year-old? I couldn't do that.
I think she was trying to just get a good one before she died.
And you obliged.
Yeah, I was maybe her sacrifice.
Well, I'm here to tell the lovely ladies, I ain't got no dick for 40. Nope, they ain't going to do it. I need 250 for that meat. I ain't going to overprice myself. 250 for that meat. Huh?
Expensive.
Hey man, hey, y'all buy some weed for $250. Mm-hmm. You'll buy some hair for $250. Your nails and eyelashes. You want that meat cost you $250.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta understand what comes with that meat. You know, you get veins, you're getting energy, you're getting all that shit to come with. It's like a total package.
Heartburn, you're getting cholesterol, you're getting calories,
you're burning all that.
We're talking about meat from a man, but we're not talking about
beef. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
I'm thinking she's talking about cum over there.
Heartache, heartburn.
Yeah. I'm thinking
eating and all types of stuff because you beefed out. Yeah, no.
I thought she was talking about cum over there.
No.
Giving you heartburn.
She a swallower. Moving on. She a
swallower. Ew. First of all, I would never.
That's cap. Every woman said
no. I would never. No. First of all, that's why I'm this age and don't have kids. I don't play around with the white sauce, okay?
You don't play around with it. So you never swallowed time in your life.
It makes me want to puke when you just
That means she's tasted it before.
No,
that means
you
because you don't like the taste of it. You don't know.
Hold the fuck up. So let me ask you a question. You just said you raised your head at 13, correct?
You said what?
You said you raised your head at 13, right?
Yes, but I'm not. That doesn't mean I have to eat some nut.
But when he busts, like, it go.
He's going to have to bust somewhere else, honey.
A good okay. Peoples of the world.
What type of... Ew.
How can you be a 13, Frito-Lay?
Because
how
I
can you be a 13?
How
can you suck the soul out
of
my body?
I let
and wrap my fucking butts.
Not me, God.
You move your head.
This is an entanglement, and let that shit go
everywhere put in your throat.
They have
first
to.
First of all, she ain't no fuck with no real nigga from Glenwood, because the niggas
right.
I know, and me too, I'm grabbing the back of their throat, and am I holding on?
I'm not racist,
me, I just don't say nothing. I just encourage. Oh, just go, baby. Yes. Oh, bow. Oh, God, I'm sorry.
Okie dokie. Wow, she just fucked me up with that one.
She did.
She fucked me up with that one. You know what I'm saying? So my next question is, like, okay, so I don't like for girls who squirt to get that shit on me. That's like one of my pet peeves. You know what I'm saying?
And I had one got me one time.
Yeah, I don't know. That shit just feel like you pissing on me.
You ever had that feeling when water go up in your nose?
What the fuck? she flooded you, didn't she?
Man, I was like, I was trying to come back to the top of the lake.
Damn, so is bodily fluid on you a turnoff? Like, if she, like, girl, skeet in your face? Oh. Or, So, skin on you, I'm so Frito from the Bay, you said that you had a girl, you were giving her fellatio, and she squirted it so much it went up your nose.
The girl told me she was a squirter. She warned me, but you know, I didn't take that into consideration. You know, by the time we got busy, all that shit is out the window. And she was telling me, hey, it's coming. I thought she was saying she was about to come. So I sped the shit up like, yeah, let's go.
Let's go.
And man, that shit literally came out my nigga like, I told her she pissed on me. That wasn't no fucking squirt, bitch. You peed.
So Lola, since you the gay one at the butts, do you like squirt on you?
I don't mind it.
Oh!
I don't mind. Yeah, Lola's a whole freak. I don't mind it.
Okie dokie. The expression on Sasha's face right now.
She don't know which way she want to go.
Flesh car. I don't like germs. I just don't like
so
germs.
How can you be a
you're
freak?
You're supposed to clean up afterwards anyway.
How can you,
I'm going to clean up afterwards, during, before.
How
I
can you?
Die.
Oh, so.
Like, I'm the type, I can get some head, I'll go and take a shower, and then we can fuck. And then I'll go and take another shower. I don't like germs.
You the type. When a nigga hitting it, like
don't sweat on me.
Yeah, oh, you the wall, man. Don't sweat on me.
So
we gotta take a shower before we have sex.
Yes.
Dude, we gotta take three fucking.
Let's fuck in the shower so we can just clean ourselves.
Yeah, clearly, Lola needs to be broken in.
Huh?
Lola needs to be broken in. I'm sorry, not Lola, but
Sasha
needs to be broken in.
Oh my gosh, that is. Available.
I can't. Okay. I mean,
for
if you
break it in,
if we ain't, I can't.
My cash app is also
we got to train first, baby, before we cash app.
You said what?
We gotta train first. I mean, you don't even want sweat on you. We gotta get this shit going. We're gonna pay for it. It's gotta be worth it's gotta be worth the ride.
But why would you want to sweat on me though?
I mean, that's fucking.
That's a part of passion. That's like, fucking. Like for me, dropping that dick off and getting that sweat all in your mouth.
That's fucking. You know, that's losing control in the bedroom. I mean, that's shit, losing that shit.
Flesh is crawling.
Mine's just crawled when he said that too.
Right. See when the dick is
off and drop a sweat.
When that dick is good. See, when the dick is good.
Let me ask you a question. Ooh. You've never licked sweat from a man's ball before.
Hell no. And I never will.
You cannot.
And I never fucking will. Okay?
That is crazy. You believe that, Fredo?
Hell no.
I don't know. If you believe it or not.
I'm confused. Yeah, I'm confused here.
I ain't doing it.
I'm confused here, man.
What?
I am confused.
Hey, let me tell you something.
You watch gay porn.
All the little ladies that don't freak with bigs. On Big Boy Biscuit. Yeah, I ain't know what I had. I took advantage of it. You know what I'm saying? I know a girl, she like for you to fucking ass and take it out and she like to suck it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, shout out to you, baby.
Yeah.
Doodle mouth.
Yeah.
See what happened is she dished that ass first, get it good and clean. Then when you pound it, she like, just like you did fuck it hard and rough. And then for you nuts, she like you pull that dick out, stick it right in the throat. And then she'll swallow all of it.
Yeah, I just.
Shout out to you, baby.
I just could never do that one. I just could never do it. Just knowing the fact that I know that shit comes out of there, I can't do that.
So Fredo, you're against anal.
I tried that with a girl one time. Look, I was finna lick her asshole one time. Right? So this my first time doing it, right? Mm-hmm. So I kind of just held her. I told her bend over, and in the back of my mind, so many different options going through my mind. Like, how am I gonna lick it? So I just dapped it one time, and I said, "You know what? This ain't for me."
So Sasha, mm-hmm. Since you're the only heterosexual woman at the table, are you into?
I'm the only heterosexual. You want to tell us?
I said you're only heterosexual woman at the table.
Oh no, I just heard heterosexual.
No. What the fuck?
Do I like it in my ass? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, do you like anal play?
Yeah, I love it in my ass. Harder.
What just happened there? What just happened there, Fredo?
I don't know.
Somebody didn't check their seat. Now, okay, back to the subject. Do you like your ass licked? Do you like it pounded? Corey, you know you like it pounded. But how's somebody gonna pound her ass? You can't get sweated though. Yeah, you can't pound that ass. You don't like
sweat. The sweat fuck you can.
Because the asshole does sweat.
This is the thing.
If you got the right size dick,
So what is the right size
for you? It feels
so
good. Not too big, not too small. Actually, kind of on the smaller side is the best size.
Damn,
for,
fuck.
It just feels so good. I just cannot even explain it.
Okay. So, Biscuit, we don't qualify.
So, I'm asking this. So, after he pull it out, right, of your anus.
After he pulls it out, immediately run to the motherfucking bathroom.
No. Let's say he wants
to shower.
Where do he paint? Where do he leave his mark at?
In the shower.
Have you ever had a man ejaculating your asshole?
No. I don't, first of all, I'm not messing around without no condom.
So what's your brand?
My brand is, I prefer a Magnum. But again, everybody can't fit in the Magnum for those ones that like that door action, you know, which whatever floats their boat, whatever they can, you know, fit into. But yeah, I prefer that good old gold wrapper.
Mm-hmm. You know the best one that's out there
though.
You know the best one to get though.
They stink.
A Biscuit.
Georgia is pretty.
No, go with the natural lambskin.
Oh, like back in the day.
No,
They sell three of them, I think, for $20. $20?
I like Lifestyle XL.
How you gonna like something you can't fit into? That's like you like speedo. What the fuck are you talking about?
Let me tell you something. That's the brand that I proudly use.
Man, you stupid. Yo, oh my God.
Let me tell you something. Okay. I work with what God gave me, and I haven't had a complaint in 16 years.
That's all right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Biscuit.
What's up?
Have you ever had one of those moments where you just got 2 inches?
Oh, I'm the king of the hot three. I, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean,
shit.
It just didn't happen.
You know what I'm saying, right? If Charlotte, let me tell you something. You don't play with me for 2 fucking weeks. You don't got to show me that pussy. You don't show me that titty. We don't ate good. We don't smoke. We don't drunk. You don't suck the goddamn skin off this dick. And now you're not finna jump up in that pussy and beat you like a drum. Baby, hey, look what I got. I got 3 minutes. Now let me recover. Let me recover. I'm a big nigga. You know what I'm saying? Big biscuits, what they call me. Let me recover. By 20, 30 minutes, take me a little nap. Then when I wake up now, got you a strong 45 to stay alive.
There you go.
And come I guarantee on. 1, 2, 3, or 4, or 5 nuts, that is. You know what?
I ain't never had that problem.
What?
I had a problem with going.
So you're energized, bunny.
I had a problem with going too long.
That's all that cocaine.
I'd be worried about killing the woman. I'd be worried about killing her, trying to hurry up. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm taking too long.
What's the longest you went?
What's the longest I have went?
Yeah, like my straight fucking. I ain't talking about that goddamn my straight fucking. What's the longest you don't fuck?
You mean like no breath, like going?
Yeah.
I say probably about 45 strong minutes. No, non stop.
That's too long.
Non stop.
So,
she was asleep while I was going.
God damn, you don't fuck. Did you check the bitch pulse?
And you know what's so funny? I did.
Oh, okay.
I did. So, she was still there. Yeah.
So, Sasha. We're gonna ask Lola this question. We got this question last. So Sasha, what's the longest a guy have pounded you into the ground?
When I was in college, I dated this guy that was a little older than me, about 10 years. And he was Caribbean, and we all know Caribbeans.
I don't know about hang low and fuck slow.
So yeah, I'm talking about he used to flip me upside down. They had me all on the wall like baby boy, just all types of shit. Like I just felt like it was never fucking ending. I actually did not enjoy it because it was just never. It just never stopped.
Oh, okay. So you let him abuse you for how long? Right. How many years did you take that abuse?
Because I was with him for a little minute and he was just so fucking nasty.
Okay, so Lola, I don't even know how to even ask you this question, but just answer the question. You heard what we say.
What was the question? What's the longest?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just strap on. Y'all strap it in.
Yeah.
How long have you got strapped?
Okay, that's her business. So, so what's the longest you've been in a session?
Okay, probably like the most is 30 minutes.
30 minutes, okay.
Because any time over that, no, you'd be tied in.
Okay. Yep. Right, that's about 30 minutes.
Cool. That's about right, yeah.
Now, you know what we got to talk about now? Y'all know what we got to get into.
What we got?
What y'all going to be for Halloween? Frito-Lay, what you going to be for Halloween?
Let Sasha go first.
Sasha, what you going to be for Halloween? And you can't say a hooker.
I would never be a hooker.
If anything, I would be... The pimp. A lady of the night.
When they would
roll up, I'd be like, hey, doll. You want me to lick you like a lollipop?
For someone that don't catch it. So you know what you is? You like the white folk. You know what I'm saying? You build up a nigga thinking you finna get some goddamn well. And then when it's time for me to bust through the door, then when all shit start falling apart. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You don't care. You know, like a nigga behind the plate. Don't care the ball.
That's
man.
What happened.
You gotta care the ball, man. You gotta care the ball.
Fuck Halloween.
Okay,
but I
cool.
will be going to a celebrity
birthday
bash. So I will be like the finest fucking Foxy Brown sort of a, you know, person. I got a custom outfit made and got camel toe popping.
She looks amazing in it.
Titties popping.
She looks amazing in it. Ain't gonna lie. So camel toe is definitely the size of a 300 bun. Now, Lola, what you gonna be for Halloween?
I haven't decided yet, but on Halloween I'll be on the nearest beach.
Okay. Okay.
The sun.
Well, biscuit on. I don't celebrate that bullshit. I will be with a $40 holler somewhere downtown, enjoying the night, and hoo to the moon come over.
Well, you will be howling.
Hey, man.
You wake up the next morning.
I'm gonna have those lifestyle excels on the deck, okay? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Does that protect you from crabs?
Nigga, this 2020. I ain't known a motherfucker can't crab in 30 years, man. Who got crab? If you out there getting crab, you fucking them nasty at home,
it's just, yeah.
Well, for $40, what the fuck do you think you
pay? Hey, man, she might just like me. $4 just might be her tip.
She just need to pay a phone bill.
Everybody ain't hungry like that.
I'm hungry, thirsty, dehydrated, malnutrition.
Well, you know what, man? I think I'm gonna be Batman.
You gonna be Batman?
I'm gonna be Batman.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I think I'm gonna be. I'm gonna get me a little sidekick or something. You know what I'm saying?
Get your little sidekick.
Yeah, just to ride
with
me.
Eat this shit, huh? Okay.
Ooh, yeah. He said to eat this stick.
Eat this stick. He said he'll give him a sidekick to eat this stick.
Oh. I ain't say that, but he said that though.
What the fuck? See, she, I would bring the Fruity Boot in the game. I would bring the Fruity Boot. Let me tell you something. Ain't shit gay about me, baby. I don't want no nigga. I don't want no nigga. I don't want bitches. You understand me?
Fruity Boot.
Preferably with big booties.
You know what I'm saying?
And a pussy that grip like a motherfucker pair of pliers. Moving right along. You know what I'm saying? Come to say, I don't like that war shit. I don't like that war shit. Like, you last longer. Like, if I fuck a girl for the first time and I don't nut in 10 minutes, I will not be returning to your home or to your establishment. Okay. I am out the door.
So
I'm out the door because that means that pussy is wore out.
I was making out with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he tells me he hasn't had sex in like 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't believe him because he's a multimillionaire. And you just, you know, the more money you had, the more bitches you had. So, we're kissing, uh-huh, and he nuts on himself. Like, I look down and it's everywhere on his pants. I was just like, are you kidding me? Like, if this is what you do and we just making out, like.
Was that a deal breaker for you?
Kinda, yeah. First of all, how are we gonna ever make it to anything? We can't even have foreplay. Cause you're gonna nut on yourself.
Yeah, I'd already fucked
guess
you.
What?
He fucked you in
dreams. Hey, listen though, on Sasha, he got that fur one out of the way.
He came by the time you got there.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, look, he got that fur one out of the way. He was finna drag it up. That round two, you finna get drugged because he wasn't coming at it. And I said, you had a strong 45-hour pound. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie. Shout out. You know who you are? And don't get up on these goddamn comment on that shit now. Shout out to you, Shout. I remember that night in the park. Goddamn, you went to rubbing that ass on me and shit had a little explosion. But listen, I can explain what happened. What happened was she had been playing with me all motherfucking day. Showing me titty, let me suck on the nipple. Then take out running. And she'll got them stick a hand in her pussy, stick it in my mouth. It wasn't sweaty or nothing, you know what I'm saying? Clean. But like Irish soap and shit.
Yeah.
And then when everybody started going, she's like, come on, give me a ride to the stove. We go, I'm like, give me a ride to the stove. I'm like, bitch, I'm trying to go to the room. You know what I'm saying? She's like, give me a ride to the stove. You know what I'm saying, biscuit? So we jump in the box Chevy, you know what I'm saying, on D's. And she was like, nah, make it little. I said, we're going to go to the park. She's like, yeah, you tell you want this pussy, right? Yeah, so she pulled out her pan, get a grind on my ass. I'm grinding on my dick, right? Before I knew it. Good. Before we know it, man, and the show was over. Before we even got the plane off the landing strip, it was over with. But hey, this girl talking about she can't get no immature man, no pussy. I'm still a little boy, still nothing on myself. Every time I say it, she be like, "You still nothing on yourself, fat ass."
How do you feel about that, man?
Fuck that bitch. She played with the dick. Okay, cause a real one would have cleaned that shit up, put a mouth on that motherfucker, got me back right, and let me pound the motherfucking ass to the ground. That's a little girl.
There you go.
I told her that bitch. let me redeem myself. Let me show you what this grown man will do to you. She running from me. Shout out to you, bitch.
Oh my gosh. Don't be mad because, and you know what? I was just about to make a false statement. I was going to say that happened to niggas who dicks is little. But that's not the truth. Because that nigga dick is bigger than this. Mm-mm. Do you hear me? Uh-uh. Bitch. That nigga dick
Frito-Lay, is what the hell fucking
huge. So, yeah.
What?
He's a grower, not a shower.
I don't know what happened here. Shouted, I don't know how we got on this subject, you know what I'm saying? But yeah,
about growing, letting it grow.
When you say that, I was gonna say.
So, I mean, okay, you know, listen. Let me tell you something. That I told this girl one day. She was like, "You're not just stuff like you're not the size I'm used to." I said, "Well, bitch, you're not the size I'm used to either. I'm making sacrifices, hoe. You need to make some motherfucking sacrifices. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You so see? We just gonna gloss over the fact that the bitch told you that your dick was little.
You know what I'm saying? God has blessed me in other areas. I'm blessed in other areas. I just want what God gave me. You know what I'm saying? Hey, some niggas is big, some niggas is medium, some niggas is small. You feel what I'm saying?
What would you say that your dick is? Would you say it's small or medium?
I'm average.
What is that? Is small or medium?
I don't know. I got a dick. That's all I know. I think I'm medium. See, I think I'm medium.
I got a dick. That's all I know.
I got a dick. That's all I know. I'm out here comparing myself to them niggas in them pornos. You know what I'm saying? I have to live with myself the next day. If one of these niggas in the pornos, you'd be like, fuck.
That's, you know, a damn shame, biscuit.
What's a damn shame?
You ain't got no meat.
Let me tell you something. God has blessed me in other areas. That's why God has made me financially stable for years, to where I don't have to worry about things of all things of that nature. Because, you know what I'm saying? Two things I know about a woman they always going to want.
Right.
Besides dick. You know, they want money and a good time. Two out of three. So you've never had a medium or a small guy fuck the shit out you?
Every dude that I've ever fucked has fucked the shit out of me. My pussy is
exactly. Tight. So my thing is what I'm saying. So
that shit I think every nigga I've ever fucked, I feel like they stabbing me on my motherfucking inside.
Okay, well, psychotic problem. All bullshit aside, I don't want to clear some shit up, good people. Ain't shit small on old biscuit. Okay, I am large and in charge. You know, except when them porno niggas come in the room. The point is coming in the room, and I am humble. You understand me? But please believe that's what I'm saying. They is going crazy over my gravy. And I'm moving on.
There you go.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
So, Frito-Lay, what their dick look like?
I do.
I hadn't had
any complaints in my whole entire life.
Yeah. I didn't ask you about the complaints.
Well, right. I'm just giving instances. Well, it does have the Darth Vader shape head on it.
It does have what?
The Darth Vader helmet.
So you said it's nice and thick.
I got a fat head on top of my
suit. Oh, okay. So I got a little excited.
And see, I say 8 semi hard. And if you really turn me on, we'll do 8.5.
Okay.
I only keep half of it in you. Until you ask for all of it.
Hey, man.
If you ask for all of it.
I don't know what the hell I'm thinking about with this shit. Move on. Move on to the next subject. What the fuck was I thinking? We were here talking about the women. Nigga, we were really got them. Yeah.
What were we talking about? I mean, she asked
me what the dick looked like. She got all the rounds over there and shit.
She asked me what the dick looked like.
But, I just think, Zaddy, what the fuck? Who the fuck? Anyway, I just got a text message, some shit, and that said Zaddy, and it went for me. I don't know what the hell is going on my phone, but
$40 holler.
Are you sure it went for you?
Nah, it went for me.
Okay.
Okay, so Lola, what's our next topic?
Let's see. Okay. I guess we're going to talk about, do y'all think all humans can have an orgasm in their sleep?
What like the fuck? Like
women or men?
You mean a wet dream?
Yeah, and no, like... Like women have orgasms in their sleep. It's possible while you're sleeping, you can have an orgasm.
Oh yeah, I don't have
men dream. Men do that. Like
yeah, you don't have no wet dream. That's how you know you can nut on yourself. That's how you know when you a man, you had that wet dream. You be no nut on yourself. You know you ain't had that on you.
I just peed on myself.
Man, what nigga? That wasn't a wet dream. That was goddamn you pissing in the bed. Tell me, told me.
He said he peed.
I peed on my fucking self.
Yeah, y'all think that? I'm saying I have fucked the girl so good. I'm talking about fucked the shit out of her so good. And like in the middle of the night, she thought about me pounding on that pussy, and she started convulsing, and she nutted again. Yeah, yeah. Women have a tendency to say that they feel me in them for days.
So you say you fuck you? So you say you fuck?
Sorry, biscuit.
So you fuck girls in the ass.
She had that long she could. She had that long she could. She's like, nah, nigga, we ain't going for that. That bitch mad 10 minutes later, right? Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, I believe it's possible if niggas can nut on themselves while they sleeping, a bitch can too. I mean, I nut on myself while I'm sleeping, but that's because I be playing with myself.
While you sleeping?
Yeah. You know, the toy or...
You know. Oh, you just fall asleep with it in you. Yeah.
Not in me. I don't do in.
So you wake up out your sleep and use your toy?
I don't wake before I go to sleep.
Oh.
Yeah. Just have it there.
So he ever went to sleep inside of
it? It's not... I don't do no inside.
No, he said have a man ever went to sleep inside of
it? Just kept it in there. Just kept it in there with the sleeping though.
Yeah.
Oh, she might have some hot cock out then.
Oh, she's had some good shit then. You done had some good stuff.
She might have some
hot cock out. Yeah. It's this thing.
No.
Okay. It's a thing called what? What's the thing called what?
The pacifier. That's all.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. Okay. Yeah. What you know about the pacifier?
I've did that a few times in my college days.
That shit don't work.
Well, no. Oh, well, yes, it does. Yeah. You know what I mean? What she's saying is you fall asleep with the dick in your mouth.
No, motherfucker bit my shit, nigga. I woke up out of my shit like, oh, shit. She forgot it was a dick.
No, she didn't forget no dick.
She didn't forget.
Hey, man, I ain't gonna lie, man. That's what most of women call my dick, pacify, because when they get out of touch, they want to pacify. So I've had, I don't be with a bitch unless she fall asleep with a dick in her mouth. You know what I'm saying? So that means because, bitch, you need to get comfortable with this dick being in your mouth because that means you're giving good head, okay? Bitch, I'm digging the mouth straight. I'm straight. I said, I'm a grown-ass man. So any bitch don't suck no dick, don't got them suck no balls, don't suck no fucking toes, don't got them nipples.
You want somebody to suck your toes?
You are a
disgusting ass nigga.
Your girl gonna need braces every three years. She gonna need braces. Your girl gonna need to get braces shout every 3 years.
Right.
Fucking around with you.
We the delicate ones. You want somebody to suck your toes.
Damn, what's wrong with that?
Her face is going to start to form.
Maybe we can suck.
I do it once a year.
Right.
Yeah, you gonna wear her face out and shit, man. You gonna wear her face out. It's gonna start looking like this motherfucker sucking. Like,
man, fuck that. Shout out to Shout them that be sucking on these toes. I love you. You know what I'm saying? But y'all, let me ask you a question. Okay, we're gonna start with you, Frito-Lay from the Bay. What's the freakiest, wildest shit you done did since you've been grown?
Since I've been, well, when I was 18, right at my first apartment, I was 17. Mm-hmm. I had 5 girls at one time.
Damn. So what you call that? That's not menage a trois. What's that, a 5-piece?
I was utilizing every part of my body. I was had toes and pussy, everything. Fingers, toes, face,
ain't there, you hoes, you're scared.
I was
if
almost like I was
you ain't got no bread, you can't
just,
give me no head.
Wait on me.
Okay.
But that was like when I broke up with one of my high school sweethearts, and she broke my heart.
And so I was going to get back to go fuck 5 or her friend.
That wasn't going to get back. I just turned into the person who I was, who I should have been.
Yeah, you came out. I mean? Yeah. Okay, Sasha. Do we really want to hear this? What's the freakiest thing you have done? And don't say back in your college days, because y'all women love to blame the college days for the shit y'all did.
But it was in my college
days. How did I know that? Huh? So what did you do? How many players on the football team came to the room that night? None. Okay.
Yeah, I was a kinesiology major. So
okay, what the fuck? There you go. We don't use big words on it. What the fuck is kinesiology? Study of what? Right.
What is that?
Kinetics. Okay. Movement.
Okay, oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, so like sports, recreation, uh-huh. leisure.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So what is the most, what is the most, you know, sexual thing you've done?
Oh, let me think, because it's been a few little rendezvous.
Wow.
So give us two.
Two.
Well,
maybe I don't.
One and a half.
Two.
You know you've been a freak. You gotta goddamn go through story. You
right,
defend your storyline. Can't, tell, can't tell them that one. Can't tell them that one. Can't tell them that one.
Give us the best one. Give us the best one.
Give us
the best one.
Which one is the good one? I know. Is the one. Because I don't give a damn.
Give us top five. Because you don't give a
damn. Oh, I don't got no five now.
Oh, okay.
One. And maybe, see, for me, y'all probably not going to think it's a big deal, but I just thought it was just so sexy.
Yeah.
So I was fucked up. I was in college though. We went to the city and went out to the club, and on the way back, because it took like an hour and some change to get back to the school, mm-hmm. we stopped at the gas station, and the dude in the gas station, it was one of them that you got to talk through the little booth thing, like they don't let you in. I had to pee really, really bad, and he was fine as fuck, and I was like flirting with him and stuff. So he let me in to use the bathroom, and when I came out, we just started making out. I didn't even know this dude. I didn't know his name, nothing. I just knew he was fucking fine, and I was just like, I don't give a fuck. And I'm not even a kisser, because I don't like germs, but yeah.
So all y'all did was kiss?
Yeah.
Man, when are you so a little more right? Moving right along. Now that she talking about bills on that bullshit. That kiss. Anyway, Lola.
That's a wild encounter.
Yeah, that's a wild encounter.
That's right.
Ain't that what you asked?
Too much cocaine on the membrane for that one. Okay, moving right along. Cocaine, okay. Neither have I.
Right. Wait, so I did an interview with Carrie Hilson. And she had like sneezed or sniffled or did something. And she was like, oh, it's the allergies. It's not cocaine. And the whole room got silent. Cause we look at her like, bitch, who, nobody even thought nothing up. So yeah, you're on cocaine. But anywho.
Okay.
Oh, we're not going to talk about Kiera.
But it's the truth.
Okay. Well, no, nobody want to hear about what you did. You keep all that to yourself. Now,
I can tell you another one.
Does it involve some sexual gratification? Not no kissing.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay.
I'm listening.
So I was on a flight. I was on a plane with Dwayne. I was on a flight. Where the fuck? I can't even remember.
Dwayne who?
No, that's Nicki Minaj, honey.
Uh-huh.
Anywho, I was on a plane and I had met this dude. We was just vibing. We had a good ass fucking conversation. And yeah, he ended up fingering me on the plane.
Okay, good people. What? Okay. What the fuck am I?
It was a long ass flight. That's why I was like, I can't remember where the fuck we was going.
If you don't get any PG freaking stories away, okay. Now
I did not know him.
Okay, I'm gonna get to my now to my nastiest story. Okay. Father God in heaven, where did you forgive me? Okay, so boom, we was at the family reunion. Right.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. Let me finish.
It's an incest story.
No, it's not.
Okay.
I almost called you to be right.
Yeah, okay.
Please. Okay. We was at a family reunion. So you know how like other family members bring their other family members. Y'all not related, but like this is like so woo woo. So this girl I was dating at the time was brought her cousin. Right. We exchanged numbers. Right. Boom. So everybody got fucked up. She texted me and was like, yo, I'm finna walk over here behind this tree. I want to talk to you. I'm like, what? I'm like, shawty, you know, I'm right here with your cousin. She's like, she fucked up. She come over here. That bitch ain't paying no attention. So I go over behind the tree. She instantly pulls it out, perform head. I'm like, okay, I nut. Like, okay, thing is over. So me and my girl at the time, we go back home. 3 o'clock in the morning. Right.
Nigga, balls start burning.
Nah. No balls start burning.
Right. Itchy.
3 o'clock in the morning, she calls my girl and say she need to come over and spend the night because her some bullshit. You know, my girl like, girl, sure, no problem. She comes over to our house. Damn, you know what I'm saying, right? So I'm in there like, Father God, you know, don't tempt me with this. You know, so my girl at the time, they talked for about an hour, started back drinking. She passed out. Me and a girl wind up fucking on the couch.
Oh, I thought of another good story.
Wind up fucking on the couch.
Why your girl passed out?
Yeah, she wanted to lay across bed, and I fucked her cousin on the couch. And when I say she had that bomb.com, I'm not lying. She had some good ass. Matter of fact, the cousin pussy was better than my girl pussy.
It was good.
Even good. Hot. It was like, hey, we were going to get caught. When I said we fucked, and it was like from when it was dark to the light was up, and I'm talking about like, and I remember my girl waking up like, damn. Like, she just had this crazy ass look on her face, but she never said it. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? But we wound up breaking up, you know what I'm saying, a year or two later, but yeah, that shit was wild. Yeah. Shit was wild.
So
that's fucked up.
Whoa, where that fucked up?
That is fucked up. Like, your girl is in the bed asleep. Her cousin come over. Somebody like she needs somewhere to stay. You fucked the cousin.
She can't get more than dick. Sorry, excuse me, we have a good penis. Hey, Sasha, I guess that Lifestyle XL showed out that day, didn't it?
Bruh, you good know that Trojan Mini.
Hey, Frito Lay. I don't give a damn what it was. That bitch came back for seconds, like she was that Golden Corral. You understand me?
Came right.
She came back. You know, she put her whole livelihood on the line for this dick.
No, when I was in college, I used to be cool with all the little D boys, and it was one in particular. Like, we was cool. We used to fuck, smoke weed, all that. Mm-hmm. After my classes, I would go to his house, smoke. Like, he would leave me in his house. He'll go to class, all that. So one day, I come over as usual. His cousin is there. It's a girl over there. Don't think nothing of it. He go to class. Okay. As soon as he leave, she was like, oh, well, I can't wait till me and him get married and yada, yada, yada. So I'm like, okay. So I text him. I'm like, do you date this bitch or what the fuck is going on? Come to find out, he had been dating that girl since fucking high school.
The nigga you fucking.
Yeah, but she went to a different college. She didn't go to the same college as us.
Damn.
Okay. So I'm just like, okay. So right then and there, I'm trying to G up. I'm like, what I'm going to do? Didn't nobody know that me and him was fucking. So I said, okay. Started hollering at the cousin. And me and the cousin ended up dating. For 2 years, me and the cousin ended up dating. But during that 2 years, me and the other dude, like literally, she would go and take a shower. The cousin would go and take a shower. We be in the living room fucking. Oh, it was just the best. Or I would give him the keys to my car. And then he'll go and like do something, and I will leave and get in the car, and then we'll go to a hotel and fuck or go and do something in the car. Yeah, it was horrible. Wow. It was scandalous. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And they're now married to this day. Like right now, they are married. It's crazy.
So he had you fucked up on that Pino, huh?
Yeah, you know, you could never play me. And all you had to do was be honest. Like, that's all you had to do. So now I'm finna, and I never. His cousin used to eat my pussy, but I never fucked his cousin because I was like, that's kind of crossing the line.
So for 2 years.
So you told, so hold on.
Yeah,
so
you disrespectful. Like, his cousin used to put his hands on me and everything because he would beg me to eat my pussy, and I'd be like, no, because you don't want to fuck, and I'm not going to fuck you. But the reason why I'm not going to fuck you, because I'm fucking your cousin.
Oh.
Yeah.
You a dirty motherfucker.
They live together. Babies. So I was.
You a dirty motherfucker. How you goddamn fucking this other nigga? And let me eat up and let me eat up behind him.
Shit, he was fucking. I almost said her name. He was fucking her.
You are your.
He was fucking her. And but you want to tell me about it? So yeah, you got to listen to your cousin eat my pussy.
Repeat that one more time.
I said, "How the hell you fucking him?" And let me eat up behind him.
Well, he knew what was going on.
Now you
not the dude I was dating, but. The cousin, you still kept fucking originally.
The cousin just had to eat your pussy.
Yeah, because okay, they were both roommates. They lived together.
That's dirty.
So
as
it was
fuck.
My way of like, oh, you want to play games? We're still gonna be together. We're still, you get what I'm saying? Because we still was together. We all used to cook together. Me and a girl used to go shopping together and go home and cook, and it was crazy.
So you was being fake.
And I was bartending. No, I was being, you got me fucked up.
I'm getting a kick out of the shit.
I was playing mind games is what it was, because I feel like you could, why hate me when all you had to do was be honest? I'm a very open and transparent, like, I don't give a damn. But when I feel like you played me, oh, baby, I'm going to get you back. Going to get you back. Yep. Not no more, though. You reap what you sow. Yeah. So I don't do that no more. But then, oh, baby, I'm going. I'm going to ride your cousin's face. In your house. How about that?
But not getting no puss.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, there you
exactly
have it.
Exactly right.
But, this has been the first episode of Raw Dog, and I think we need to just end it right there. Because that shit don't piss me the fuck off. Shout out to home, man. Yeah. He around here getting face rolled and then dick swole up and get no nut.
Eddie, the first nigga that introduced me to toe sucking. So, yeah, shout out to him.
So, he was eating, this nigga was eating pussy, eating ass, sucking toes.
He didn't eat my ass.
And then, well, he might have won. He made an ass out of him.
Yeah, he just.
Shit.
He made an ass out of himself.
Yes, he just.
Hey, man, look at that. I'm eating this pussy.
How the fuck I mean this pussy, and then you let
my cousin not all up in that pussy. They bring it back.
First of all, me and this cousin never had no type of raw nothing. So get the fuck
out of here. It's just the point. You let my cousin fuck, but I'm the eat up man. Listen, man, I'm the eat up man. Look, man, we'll see y'all next week. It's been Raw Dog. I am Biscuit.
Sasha don't play.
You know what I'm
Sasha
saying?
Sasha got the sauce, but Sasha don't play, okay?
Frito-Lay from the Bay.
Oh, boy, Frito-Lay from the Bay.
My girl Lola.
My girl Lola. Sasha that play too many motherfucking games. Frito-Lay. Thank y'all coming. Can y'all believe this shit, man? We'll see y'all next week, man. We out, man.